political gridlock in the world's eighth largest economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are higher. The Dow up 84 points or 0.6% at 13,868. The NASDAQ up 0.1%, and the S&P 500 up 0.4%. And that positive start was helped by the S&P Case-Shiller Index, which showed this morning that housing prices in the U.S. went up in December, closing out 2012 with their best annual gain since 2006. Global markets, however, are sharply lower this morning after voters in Italy failed to give any party a majority in parliament. Joining us now for more is Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what does this mean, first of all, for Italy as it tries to deal with the debt crisis in that country?
Well, definitely it brings a lot of uncertainty because it means that for the next reasonably a few weeks, we are not going to have a government in Italy, and the government that will eventually be created, if a government will be created, will not be in the condition to deal with all the challenges that the fiscal crisis is posing to the country.
You mean that they won't be able to go forward with steep cuts and tax increases?
Well, the majority of the voters yesterday clearly rejected the policies that were implemented by Mr. Monti. And, you know, it's questionable to believe that going forward there will be a strong majority to follow both austerity and the structural reform that the country so badly needs.
Are there going to be spillover effects for the rest of Europe, for the other countries that are dealing with their own debt problems?
That is not clear yet, but definitely there is going to be a lot of tension around the Europe. We know that many countries are still struggling, but we also know the European Central Bank is deeply involved. They promised to come and rescue the government bonds for the country under pressure, and that may well become the issue with Italy in the coming weeks.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.